When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to our series of episodes on idioms. Maria and I have specially selected different idioms to talk about lots of different areas in your life to bring up your level of English to a high standard.
First of all, I'm going to give an example, paraphrasing the idiom. Rory will guess the idiom, and then we will give you the meaning, the origin, and more examples.
I know what idioms we are going to be talking about, but I haven't seen the sentences, and I have no idea what order they are going to be in. So, Maria, what have you got for me this time?
At school, you know, maths, though I hated maths, I still do. So mathematics, has always been my weakness.
Has it been your Achilles heel?
Correct. So mathematics has always been my Achilles heel. How do we pronounce it?
Achilles heel. From Greek mythology, Achilles heel was part of a semi-mythological person, and when an arrow hit his heel, he died, because it was the only part of him that was weak. Everything else was so strong, he was considered invincible, indestructible.
Yes, dear listener, so this one is not just an idiom, it's much more. Yeah, culture, history, myths, Greece, wow. So by using this idiom, you can turn into an educated native speaker, all right? Yeah. So, Achilles heel, a small problem or weakness in a person or a system that can result in failure. So, about people and about systems. And actually, on your body, you do have Achilles tendon on the back of your ankle, dear listener. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just Google it and look at the pictures, okay? Because this is like a part of our body. And we usually say that something is or was in the past my Achilles heel. No article. And also you can say, like, the one Achilles heel that she had was was mathematics. Yeah, or like a something has always been my Achilles heel. Can I say that, like, is it grammatically correct to say this has always been the Achilles heel of the business?
I think so, yeah. You can use it to describe a person or a thing that has a particular weak point.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like the grammar of the sentence, like something has always been the Achilles heel of this business. Also, like he was a good person, but his short temper was his Achilles heel. So short temper, like he became aggressive all of a sudden. Yeah, started shouting at people. So, like, his blah, blah, blah was his Achilles heel. Also, like, he was a good student, but English literature was his Achilles heel. Can I say that English speaking is my Achilles heel?
If you're very bad at it, and it means that you cannot do something in particular, then yes.
Rory, could you give us your examples from your life?
Well, usually I can speak Russian fairly well, but the grammar is definitely my Achilles heel. Or, actually, maths was also my Achilles heel at school as well. I was terrible at it.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll come back to you in our next episode. Bye!
Bye.